Good to get back home, playing another tough offense this week in Arizona. Doing very efficient and moving the ball, very good in third down. Heck of a running game, so they got a balanced attack. So we'll have our work cut out for us this week. Questions?
George, how do you compare the challenge of David Johnson compared to other backs?
I mean, he's a tough downhill physical runner. He's a heck of a receiver out of the backfield. So we're going to have to do a good job on him this week. He's second on our team in catches behind Larry. And, I mean, we're going to have to do a good job with leverage on him. He runs all types of routes, especially when they open up the formation with him. He's out there, definitely a viable threat in the passing game for him. So he'll be a tough challenge in the run and the pass. We've got to do a good job of wrapping him up, tackling. And we got to do a good job of leveraging him and coverage.
Where is the bigger challenge for him? It seems like whenever he has the space over the middle at the pass, is probably worse than a run.
Right. I mean, he does it all. I mean, we're just going to have to be good on him. He's one of those backs that can really do it all in the run game and in the passing game. So, I mean, that's a credit to him, and we're going to have to do a good job as far as our matchups on.
George, Emmanuel Lamar hasn't played this much defensive snaps. What does he kind of need to do to get some snaps on defense?
Well, I think the biggest thing is just, you know, different packages that we take into the game from week to week. He's had a good week of practice this week, and, you know, it's one of those things situationally we're trying to get the best matchups that we have, and he just needs to keep working on the things that we ask him to work on from week to week. He's done a good job. And, you know, the situations will dictate when we get him in.
What happened specifically on the one play where Crowder got the touchdown that he was in?
We ran a coverage and lost leverage on it at the end of the day.
To what do you attribute the missed tackles these past 3 weeks?
I think it's more of wrapping up, you know, finishing a tackle and wrapping up. I mean, that's the biggest thing we've tried to come back and emphasize is that, you know, with these powerful running backs and bigger backs, you got to get them wrapped up to get them on the ground. They're going to break arm tackles, and we got to take good angles. I mean, that's the other thing, emphasizing, making sure we take good angles to tap.
George, can you notice when you're watching film of them, do they tend to look Larry Fitzgerald's way, like when they need first down specifically, or is it just kind of that's who happens to be the guy?
I think it
open?
Depends sort of what you're doing, but, I mean, he is their leading receiver, I mean, by a long shot. So he does a great job route running. He does a great job of catching a ball when it gets close to him. So I'm sure he's a guy that they have come to count on, and over the years they've been able to count on him. So we've got to do a good job in what we're doing, you know, leverage-wise and coverage-wise on him this week.
You look at the defensive line, you feel like they are winning enough one-on-ones? There's been kind of a drop in sacks recently.
It goes back to the same thing. The ball's been coming out quick. And we've had a lot of, you know, keeping seven-man protections in and those type deals with, you know, the blitz success that we had early. So we just got to keep working. And like again, we feel like it's going to come. Guys are doing what we ask them to do. They understand how it's tied together with the coverage and the rush. And we just got to keep working, and those opportunities will keep coming.
Arizona typically keep a lot into max protect?
They haven't as much, but, you know, they still do chip the tight end out and the back out. So, you know, in certain situations, different teams use different protections and from what we've shown and how they try to scheme it up.
George, what do you tell the cornerbacks to combat some of those quicker throws that other teams are trying more of?
Well, the biggest thing is the techniques and the fundamentals that we work on, whether we're pressed, whether we're off, whether, you know, they have wide splits, whether the splits are in there tight, whether they run stacks, whether they run clusters. So situationally, they have to be on top of their game for, number one, what we're doing, and then, number two, what they come out in, because they're going to have to adjust it off the alignment of the receivers.
Thanks, everyone.
All right. Thank you.
Well, Pat, right over.